look, it was really interesting because they, you know, they commissioned me to write the play and they said, okay, what are your ideas, you know? And I'm like, well, I cannot begin this process without meeting her, you know, like it's not like I could just read a book or read her essays and then start to write the story, because I guess that, well, as a dramatist, you're really interested in all of the things that happen between the lines as well.
Yeah.
So really, you know, it was really important for me. I went up there, I think, in January, February, and we sat down and just had a really intensive week where we just drew the story out of Henrietta, so out of Auntie Henrietta. So every day I would listen to bits of her story. Rhoda was really instrumental as well, just because she has just such a knack for things that are dramatic and interesting, but also a lot of the kind of really deep cultural weight that she brought it as well. So she really drew out certain things as well. And also Peter Matheson, the dramaturg, was great, and you know, he really had the idea initially to say, let's not make this a one-woman play, let's split her up into three so that, you know, three women will tell her story instead of one, which I thought then just really freed me up creatively to go, oh yes, this is fantastic, I can really get into the nuts and bolts of it and do something a little bit more dramatic than the usual sort of, you know, one-woman story, which was really exciting.